We've been leaving money on the table for far too long, and I really, really hope that we cross the finish line with this legislation.
Legalized sports wagering in Kentucky is now one more step closer to the governor's desk. House Bill 551 was heard in the Senate Committee on Licensing and Occupations, where it passed with a 9-1 bipartisan vote. Senator Denise Harper Angel, who we just heard, was one of those yes votes. Representative Michael Meredith of Bowling Green sponsors the bill.
6 of the 7 states that border Kentucky already have a legal program of sports wagering. 46 counties in Kentucky border one of the states that already have the legal program, meaning that citizens in those 46 counties only have to cross a county line, which is a state border, or cross a river, and they can legally bet in the other jurisdictions that are already legal.
Also voting in favor is Senator Reginald Thomas of Lexington. He believes it's time for the Commonwealth to get on board.
How many people do you think here in Kentucky are going to place a bet on NCAA tournament? I think we just got to be realistic here.
However, not everyone was as convinced. Todd Gray with the Kentucky Baptist Convention.
They're not against it because they want to keep folks from having fun or having what is sold to us as innocent and harmless entertainment. They're opposed it because they see the dangers to the slick advertisement and the promise about get rich quick.
According to Meredith's testimony, a poll was done in Kentucky in February of 2022. It shows that 65% of the people support a sports wagering law in the state. When they were told that proceeds went to support the state pension system, that support rose to 74%. The measure now rises to the Senate floor, where it is close to final passage. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.